Hi, this is Danielle from the Gels Curator, and this is episode 41 of Art for Your Ear. This episode, as always, is supported by Saatchi Art, the world's largest curated online gallery offering original art by independent artists from around the world. Today, I'm talking to an artist that I have loved for ages. Do I say that at the beginning of every episode? I think that I do. Anyway, the same applies for today. Steph Clark describes herself as an artist that paints with thread. I love that. It almost sounds like it could be a poem. We are talking art versus craft, our love of houses as subject matter, and the fact that we both like peeking into people's windows at night. She has two very, very little babies at home, so let's call quickly before they're finished with their naps. Calling Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Yay, so happy we're doing this finally.
I know.
I have loved your work for a ridiculous amount of time. We've never actually talked, so this is super exciting. And your life is super exciting right now because you're a brand new mama.
Yes, I am. It wasn't planned, but that's my life now, and I made the best of it.
So you have two little ones really close in age.
Yes, I have a little boy, and then this new little girl came. Not only was she not planned, but she also decided to come 2 months early.
Oh my gosh, so how old is she now?
She's 2 months.
Right, so she should have just shown up now.
But technically, she's only like 2 weeks old.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes, my babies are very close in age, but it's actually a lot better and stressful, not less stressful than I intended. And so,
all good.
We're
yay.
Great. And my little boy has been such a sweetheart, and he's really good with her, and we'll see how long that lasts. So
yeah, wait till they're teenagers.
Exactly.
He'll either totally protect her, or he'll be like, get out of here.
Yeah, or killer, one or the other.
Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. So I just wanted to hear sort of your background and how you got to the beautiful embroidery work that you're doing now. If you started there or if you started somewhere else.
No, I don't know. If we go back as far as a kid and all through high school, I've always loved art. I've always been creative. I've always been a right brain thinker. I've always been that kid who's constantly daydreaming, struggling in school because of it. But, it wasn't until I went to college. And, in fact, even when I went to college, I really had no desire to pursue art, anything other than just like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some art classes just for fun when I was going down at Dixie College down in southern Utah, in St. George, Utah. And one of my art teachers, Del Parson there, he was like, Steph, what are you doing? You're great. I think you should continue on doing art. And I was like, well, I guess I can. I don't know what else I want to do with my life. So that's when I decided to pick up and move to Salt Lake City and go to the University of Utah and go into the art program there. And I majored in painting and drawing. And I loved it, and I love painting. I still do. But it wasn't until my last semester there, I took a class, and the professor, it was just a drawing class. I actually took only drawing classes because I was kind of taking a break from painting. I was kind of sick of it. And the professor gave us permission to use whatever medium we wanted to use in this drawing class. And I was kind of frustrated because I'm like, I didn't really want to paint because that's what I was taking a break from. And I wanted to focus on my drawing. And then I had just got a new sewing machine that year because I decided I want to learn how to sew. I don't know what yet, but I want to take up sewing. And that's when I decided for the whole semester I was just going to do all my drawings on my sewing machine.
Wow.
And it was pretty funny because, like, I didn't really have content in my work just other than I'm just drawing pretty things with thread on my sewing machine. And then that's where my embroidery, I kind of ventured into embroidery in there, but it was pretty fun. It was very controversial. Like, critiques were, you got one half of the class who were super annoyed because this is a craft, this isn't a fine art, you can't use this medium. And then I had the other side of the class being like, you're a badass, you're a rebel, keep doing it. And so I fell in love with it. And then after I graduated, it was just kind of like no turning back. I loved the thread and the embroidery, but I loved using it like it's a paint. And so I pretty much took my painting skills and use it with embroidery. And that's kind of where I've been as far as the material goes. So.
I love that. And I actually read that on your site, that you consider yourself a painter that paints with thread.
I love that. When people ask what I do, oh, I'm an art. I'm usually like, well, it's embroidery arts, fiber arts, but I use embroidery work. And I think a lot of people get confused, like, well, you're not really an artist. You're just a grandma that embroiders.
Yeah. Home sweet home.
It's nice that you call yourself an artist, but then I kind of just have to describe, and I feel like the best way to describe my work is I'm like, no, I paint with a thread. That's really what I do. I use it exactly the way as if I'm painting. I'm using the same techniques.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, color choices and composition and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I was considering doing my master's a few years ago, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it on art versus craft.
Yes.
Because it's such an interesting topic, you know, like what, anyway, that's a whole other podcast, but
it is
so interesting that that's, so do you find that you still face that?
Sometimes, yeah, it depends. I guess it depends on my subject matter or the images I'm using or whatever content I'm using in my pieces and my work. But, I don't know. I think since the college days, I have grown more in not only my skill, but I feel like in finding a story in my work and meaning in my work.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm sure I've never had anyone come up to my face and, you know, tell me you're not a fine artist. You're just working with craft, but I'm sure it's talked about.
Well, who knows? I know. It's such a, I mean, I don't think so, but
I feel like fiber artists do get that sometimes. We're really on that fine line and we're just teetering. But
it's so funny though. Why? Like, why is pencil and paint okay, but yarn and thread isn't?
I think it's just developed this reputation over the years because that's
its history.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a long history with it and tapestries and all kinds of that. And I guess some people just don't want to face the fact that it's possibly, it could be a modern art and they don't.
Well, I know. I love that. And I was saying that on a podcast a few episodes back with Hagar about, you know, when I was in university, which was way before you were, I was doing the same thing. I was sewing on canvas and boy, oh boy, did I get raked over the coals for that. And I just was like, oh, okay. So I sort of stopped. And then since doing the Jaws Curator, I found people like you and Hagar and Susanna Bauer and all these people who use embroidery in fine art. And, you know, suddenly white walls of galleries are starting to hang that.
We're rebels.
Yes. You and your sewing machine taking on the world.
Exactly.
It's like a motorcycle, but different. And so what are your, I love all of your house pieces.
Yeah.
And you know, I love houses too. And so where does that come from? Like what's,
Okay. My houses, it's so funny. It's okay. So it started as an idea I had a while ago. I had a show coming up at the Kimball Art Center in Park City, Utah. And I was so excited because I was like, finally, I'll get to do this like house idea that I had. And it was just an idea I had. And it started when I was driving around with my husband and I was looking into people's windows as we're driving by at night and you can see in their windows. And I just love to see inside people's houses if I can.
I know, me too. And my husband's like, stop looking in their houses. I can't stop.
Like, their blinds are open. They're inviting me to look in. So it's just this fascination. And I've always, this fascination already with, it's so funny how we as people live in these little boxes and what goes inside them sometimes is completely opposite than what we perceive on the outside. And so it just kind of stemmed in from that. And, also like these little houses being portraits of people in a way, because you look at these houses like, who lives here? Who is this? So that was the idea I had with my houses. So I created a whole series of these little houses. And then it just blew up and everyone loved them so much. And so now that's like all anyone wants from me.
Yeah.
It's kind of turned into like, you know, when you're a portrait artist, if you're a really good portrait artist, that's kind of what you get stuck doing. People want their portraits done. It's the same thing with my houses. I get so many people and so many commissions coming in of just people wanting their houses done, which I love. It's so fun. It's fun that I get to actually create a little memory for them to hang their home forever, you know? And that's kind of my idea as well. It's like, because homes mean so much to people and what they represent. And I mean, I have a ton of other ideas that I want to explore in my art, and especially in the medium that I use. But the houses are what people want.
Yeah.
So it's turned into this job.
Yeah.
You know? But I have fun doing with it, and so I feel extremely blessed that I found my niche and my something that I actually love doing. And on top of that, I worked, you know, and before I had children, and right before I got pregnant with my little boy, I had to quit my job because I got so busy with my art. I would have people be like, "Oh my gosh, you have no idea how awesome that is." Not very many artists can quit their day job just so they can work on art. And so I feel extremely blessed. And on top of that, being a stay-at-home mom now, knowing that I can do my art and be a mom, it's awesome.
That is awesome. Oh, this is leading to so many questions. Okay, so first quick question, what was your day job?
Oh, well, right before I quit, I was working at the Natural History Museum of Utah.
Oh.
It was such a fun job and such great people. And
what were you doing?
Such a beautiful building. I was just working in like the customer service.
So nothing like artsy, like no. Oh, no. That's so cool. And then what was the other question? This is going to go off on two giant tangents. So one thing I want to say is, okay, so houses, is that when you went into clouds?
The clouds. Okay. Yes. Actually the clouds was just a fun thing I did for the Good Eye Gallery.
Yeah.
It was an idea I had because I was pregnant with my little boy and I was just emotional. And so I kind of wanted to make that series about a little bit about my pregnancy and kind of going into a spiritual aspect of it with the bonding of me and my child and this eternal love that I have for my child that's in me. And so it was more a symbolic series, and that was another thing that was just kind of fun that I did. And that was also me really want to explore more with mixing mediums with my embroidery. And so I'd mix some pastels with the embroidery
and in
that cloud series. And so that's definitely a track that I want to go down in the future, in the near future, and explore more maybe with paint and embroidery.
That's really cool. So is there pastel underneath, or did you draw on top of the thread?
There's pastel underneath, and then I embroidered bits, but then I left the pastel just raw on the canvas as well.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
that's
so close. You can see the pastel with the embroidery.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go look closer because I didn't even notice that.
That's another thing about my work, because it's embroidery. It really is hard. Like, I can photograph and scan it as well as I could, but it's really hard to really get an idea of how the medium is being used unless you see it in person.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was at Good Eye the last time I was in LA, and I saw a couple of your house pieces, and I didn't realize that they're three-dimensional.
Yes, when I cut out the windows.
Yeah, I had no idea. And I mean, I've written about those houses probably three or four times. And I was in there with Melinda and I was looking around and I was like, what the? And I, you know, you can actually like sort of peek in behind. And it just doesn't do it justice online.
It's hard to
capture it, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, and then here's my other tangent. We're going to come back to that. There's just tangent branches everywhere here. But
okay,
so you are home with two really little people right now.
Yeah.
Like really, really little.
Really little.
Are you making work right now? Are you consciously taking a break? What's going on?
Well, right now that my little girl is out of me and things are good, she's, you know, because she was 2 months early, she was a preemie. She's home now. Physically I'm better with things. So, and I'm starting to get this drive back. Yes, I am working on stuff. I'm always a continuous stream of commissions since day one. I feel like ever since the first time you featured me on the Jealous Curator, is it's like from then on, it's just a constant stream of commissions. I've had to take breaks like in between with these pregnancies, and I've had some really great clients that I'm like, okay, we got to take a break. I'm pregnant. I'm sick as a dog.
Yeah.
And so all my clients have been super awesome. Usually, you know, if they have a deadline that they have to get, I'll bust it out as good as I can. But if they're super cool about, you know, me taking my breaks. But it seems like for the last 2 years, I've been kind of in this rut because I've been pregnant for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Nonstop. So I work when I can, and I've kind of set this schedule that I feel like can work for me. I'm not overwhelming myself, but I am trying to bust out as much as I can as well.
Yeah.
But like I said, ever since I had my little girl, I feel like, yes, I'm finally getting in a working mode again. So.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
And so how, like, what kind of chunks of time do you get?
Oh my gosh.
15 minutes.
Like, when babies nap, I try to work. And when my husband gets home from work,
yeah.
Okay. Husband, you're mom for the rest of the night, and I'm going to get my art done. And he's really great. When he knows I've got a deadline or something, I just feeding babies and getting them ready for bed and whatever. He's really good.
Oh, so. That's fantastic. And they maybe, are they napping at the same time right now?
Well, my little girl is napping all the time.
Yeah.
She's like infant mode. She's
yeah.
She's awake maybe an hour to 2 hours of the whole entire day. So she's sleeping. And on top of that, she's not very like, I can lay her next to me in her little chair and she's not high maintenance,
but right.
My little boy is napping. Yes, I take full advantage of that.
Yeah, that's good because he's walking now.
Yes, and yeah. He's all over the place, and he likes to eat my thread. He likes to eat my scissors, whatever.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. Like, good for you for keeping at it. That's great. I used to do that. I used to work when Charlie would sleep, but I don't think I started again until he was at least. One in a bit. I was so overwhelmed the first year, so I kind of did nothing.
It's hard. It really is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, good for you for, I mean, well, you also have clients. Like, you also, you know, you've all, it's a job.
Yes. Yeah. It is. And like I said, I get overwhelmed sometimes, but then I just stop, take a breather, and keep reminding myself, like, Steph, you control this. You can slow down.
Yeah.
Not working for a boss or anyone else. I'm my own boss, so I can, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what you're making for the, you know, people are so special that I'm, you know, I used to do drawing, like house drawing portraits for people. And you're right. Like, some people would be like, it's for an anniversary and, you know, they needed it by a certain date or,
yes.
But
yes.
Some other people are just like, they just want it whenever.
Yeah.
You can get it to them. So yeah, if you can balance that, you're all good.
Yeah. I still am very like, I know you don't have a deadline, but you need to give me a deadline or it will never get done.
Yeah.
So I will keep putting people above you. So you need to give me a deadline. So at least give me something.
And, yeah.
But I mean, I feel like all my clients I've worked with so far have all been so amazing. I've had some just great people. So it's actually been really fun being an artist, a commission artist, you know, like, I know a bunch of artist friends that just like, oh, I stopped doing commissions because people were just such a pain to work with. And I'm like, I have not had that.
Oh, that's
so talking
good.
About. I feel like I've worked with some awesome people that are super patient with me. And yeah, so.
That's cool. And then you give them this really special thing. You know, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my reverse tangent.
Yes.
Merch. So clouds. And then I love your little tiny, tiny rugs.
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm actually going to work on some more of those. That was another fun idea that I had. And then it seems like once I did it, I got so busy doing other things that I haven't been able to go back to that. But I love that concept.
Yeah. Why? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just thought of it one day and thought, oh, my gosh, this would be really fun. And it would read so well with my embroidery. And
how big are they? They're like just a couple of inches, right?
Yeah. So the embroidery itself, the ones that I've done, they're stretched on a 12 by 12 canvas.
Yeah.
And then the embroidery itself, yeah, probably, you know, 5 inches at the most. And they're tiny.
Oh, I love them so much. I pop by your site every now and then just to see what you're doing. And I just saw those and I was like, those are awesome.
They're so much fun and I want to do more. So you'll probably be seeing more.
Oh, yeah. Good. And then do you have other ideas that are percolating or are you just trying to get back to those right now?
I have other ideas, but they're still very, very premature. They're very it's more actually ideas of what I want to do with the medium.
Right.
As far as content goes, I'm exploring. I've been, you know, having a little bit of artist block lately, which is frustrating because I'm finally getting this drive back after having my kids and like, oh yes, I want to create. But then I'm like, oh, I can't think of what to create right now. I'm having an artist block. So I'm definitely exploring deep into like personal things that are happening and I want to go with in my content, but I'm still just I'm all over the place right now and I need to edit and figure out what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to ask that. So for all of your pieces, actually, because embroidery is time consuming.
It is.
Do you do quick sketches of stuff first?
Yeah. Sometimes I do. It depends on what it is, but almost always I'll do at least a quick sketch, to get composition figured out.
Right.
But I'm very impatient as well. And so I'm like, I'll just throw something down. And
you just want to get going on your stitching.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I was just wondering, like, for all of your ideas that are kind of floating around, if you don't put that pressure on yourself to actually sew them, you know, just like sketch random little tiny bits and pieces, maybe there'll be something that sparks, you know?
That's true. I do that a lot. I do it a lot more writing than sketching.
Yeah.
As far as like ideas go.
Yeah.
I have a ton of notes everywhere randomly. I mean, even, you know, receipts or something that I find in the car.
Yeah.
Write the idea down. And I do a lot of writing stuff down. And then there's a lot of random sketches here and there, if trying to figure out an idea or in a composition of, oh, I had this idea and I hurry and throw down a sloppy sketch.
Yeah, I know. I have sticky notes like that all over my desk and everywhere.
Exactly. So I'm very sloppy when it comes to my, brainstorming.
Yeah. I don't even know how you're brainstorming. My God, when Charlie was 2 months old, there was not a lot of storming going on. I was just trying to brush my hair occasionally.
that's true. Get something to eat, maybe.
Yeah. 6 o'clock rolls around. Wait, have I eaten yet today?
Exactly.
What else was I going to ask you? Oh, there's another tangent I was going to go off on there. I'll edit this out. What was it? Rugs? Clouds? Oh, this is the problem with me and my tangents. Okay, here, I'll ask this. So do you have any shows coming up? Are you working on anything or are you just sort of letting yourself, like not taking that pressure off yourself right now at this point in your life?
You know, it's funny. I've had quite a few galleries ask me to do shows, but this was when I was pregnant and I was just like, you know, I can't right now. And on top of that, I was so busy. I'm so busy with commissions that I'm like, I am selective when it comes to when people ask me to do shows. I do have a show coming up at the Good Eye Gallery with Melinda. Just cause it's Melinda. I never say no to her.
Yeah. She and, doesn't let you say no.
And she's so easygoing and so awesome to work with. And
yeah.
That I know she works well with me. And so so that'll be happening in May. We don't have an exact date set. It was still like in the process, but it is happening in May around Mother's Day.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
That's the one that I think I want to explore more with my rugs and send my rugs to her.
Oh,
so we'll
great.
See. We'll see if I come up with anything, but that's kind of where I want to go with that show. And then in July, I have I'm showing at the UMOCA here in Salt Lake City, and it's for their annual big show featuring a bunch of local Utah artists.
Cool. How much work are you putting in that?
Well, I'm only doing one piece for that show, and it's going to be a really big one.
Oh, you don't do really big ones very often.
No, I already have my frame built and everything. My husband has it, and I'm really excited because it's going to be big. It's going to be like 3 feet by 5 feet. But I don't know what I'm doing for it yet because I've started on ideas, but I'm just not married to them yet, and I want it to be awesome. So I keep changing my mind on it, so I haven't really like started yet. But
yeah.
I want it to be fun and probably something very different than what I've been doing. So.
Ooh, I am so excited to see what that is.
I am too. I don't know what it is, but we'll see.
How do you feel about that big, perfect canvas waiting for you?
Oh, I'm so excited.
You're excited, yeah.
I've been wanting to work on big scale for a while, but I just never really had an opportunity to because I've had shows that I could do it, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to work really big, but I don't know if I want to ship it there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm really excited. Big scale's always been really, when I used to paint, I used to paint in big scale. And so I really want to take my embroidery to that. So.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it. Let me know when it's ready and I'll do a post about it again. Yet another post.
I'll post about it and I'll, you know, take pictures of my piece when it's done and post it and stuff. So.
Ooh, exciting. I've been doing these tiny little collages with paint and a bit of collage.
Uh-huh.
But they're quite small. Like they're all like 6x6 or 5x7s.
Yeah.
And I really like, I mean, in other people's work, I love big scale things. So I got a piece of paper. It's not huge, but it's like 12.5x15.5.
Oh, yeah.
And did one on there. And I love it. I'm going to frame it and keep it in my house. And now I'm like, ooh, maybe I should do them all really big.
Yeah. It's so fun. It is fun to change the scale of your work. And sometimes a smaller scale works better with certain things. I feel like with my houses, the smaller scale just works better.
Yeah, because it's intimate.
Exactly. But yeah. I don't know. If I can do something with my houses, it might be fun to go just crazy big.
Or you could do a whole neighborhood.
I can do...
You could have a whole neighborhood on your 3x5.
City. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I have speed round questions to ask you. Okay, I'm going to start easy and then we'll work up to it.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Oh, I neither, but if I had to pick one, coffee, I just can't. I love the smell of coffee.
But you don't drink either?
No, uh-uh.
What do you drink?
Water, no, nothing really. Juice, water.
Wow, I admire you. I'm completely addicted.
I don't even like carbonation or pop either. I've never liked it ever since I was a kid. So
yeah, I don't like the fizz either. I didn't like coffee either until there was a mix-up with my hot chocolate order when I was 23 at college, and I ended up getting a coffee instead, and it was like 3 a.m. I was so cold. I had so much work to still do in the lab. And I was like, fine, I'll drink it. And then I was like alive.
Yes. And you're like, this is amazing. Why am I just discovering this?
Yeah, how am I 23 and I'm just finding this out? And now, sadly, there's been no looking back. Okay. Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Would you ever get one?
You know, it's always the artist in me is so attracted to them, but I can't commit to a design. I'll think of something like this would be an amazing tattoo, but no,
yeah.
I wouldn't. And on top of that, I think it would hurt, and I'm just a baby. So until I find that pinnacle design that is just mind-blowing, maybe, but I can't commit. I end up changing my mind, so I'm like, well, that was good that I didn't get that.
I know. I did the same. I wanted one for so long, and then I got my nose pierced.
Yeah.
And I had that for like 1.5 years. And then one morning I was just getting ready for school and I was like, I'm bored. And I took it out. And then a couple years after that, I got my belly button pierced. And then I had that for about 1 year. And I was like, bored, took it out. And I thought, right, I am not the right person for a tattoo.
No, I am not either. So I can't. Well.
Okay, fair enough. We'll both stay virgin, clean skin.
Yeah.
Okay, how many colors has your hair been?
Oh, 3 maybe. in high school, I did the horrible highlights, but that was, you know, 1998 to 2003. So
yeah.
I sorted the boxed highlights that my friend did.
Oh, no.
And then I dyed my hair black for a while. And from black, I was like, you know what? I've been doing this for so long. I want to go crazy and go red. And I did the red, and I've been red ever since. And I probably will sport the red for a while just because I love it so much.
It looks fantastic. I hadn't ever seen a photo of you, and then I finally saw a photo of you, and I was like, wow, that is the best hair. And then I thought, well, you know, you kind of look like one of those people who maybe had, like, pink hair for a while.
You know, I would love to, but, and I considered maybe doing pink, but I'm just like, I like the red, and it would be too much maintenance to switch back and forth, so I was just going to keep it the red.
Yeah.
And there's always been, even though I'm a little on the crazy red color, that's not natural. And when people ask me if it's natural, I'm like, really? My father's a redhead. The redheads run in my family. We've got the freckles and the white pale skin. We're Irish. So me and my sisters always long to be redheads. We've all sported the red hair. And
What are you naturally?
I'm just a regular brown.
Yeah.
Boring brown, so...
Me too. Although now there's so much white that I've shifted it to blonde.
Yeah.
And my sister's a natural blonde and I look just like her. So it totally works. And people are always like, what? You're a brunette? Like, yep. But I think pink would be fun. I just don't think I could pull it off. You could totally pull it off.
My older sister, she's been sporting she has this crazy shaved head thing going. And she's been sporting platinum hair for a while, and she just dyed it purple. So, like that pastel purple.
Yeah, that lavender.
And she pulls it off. That's how it is. So.
Yeah, you need to be the right person. I would look like I was crazy. but I'm going to put a picture of you in this post because you have such good hair in.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Sunrise or sunset?
Oh, sunset. I'm not a morning person, so I never get up to see the sunrise.
I was wondering if your clouds were sunrises or sunsets.
Most of them are sunsets.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. And then, I'm a bit of a, you know, reality TV, celebrity, gossip type person. Sure. Living in Salt Lake City, have you ever seen any stars that are in town for Sundance?
No, but I have almost seen... people. And I'm really upset that I barely miss them. When I worked at the Natural History Museum, the one day that I'm not working, Jermaine from Rhett from Flight of the Conchords came in, and I was so upset. And they also came to the Leonardo when I had an exhibit there at the Leonardo, and it was like, as soon as I leave out the door, they come in. So
no.
I said that I almost got to meet them, but no, I didn't. There's been a couple other celebrities that I've barely missed, but
that was the big regret.
And usually when it's Sundance time, I'm not one of those people that like, I got to go hit up Park City.
Yeah.
And go gawk at the celebrities. I usually stay away from it just because it's too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually there around that time of year for Alt Summit.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as the conference is over, I just hop on a plane. Everybody else goes up to Park City, and I just go home to my little family.
Yeah.
That was it. That was my last one.
Awesome.
How easy was that?
It was easy. You're great. You're very laid back and easy to talk to.
Well, I'm so glad that we finally got to do this. And next time I'm in Salt Lake City, we should get together.
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't know why we didn't do that last June when I was there. I think, didn't I put something on Instagram and you were like, what? And I was already flying home or something?
You were like, I think you were just way too busy.
I know, but I could have popped out to see you in your red hair.
Yeah.
Next time.
You missed out.
I know. And then I'll be able to see your little babies who won't be as babyish anymore.
They're such a hoot, especially my little boy. He's a hoot.
Oh, it's such a cool time. And, you know, enjoy every second. I'm sure you're tired, but I'm totally inspired by the fact that you're still making and you're doing this call and your hair is probably brushed. And just good luck with everything. I want to hear about that big giant piece. And yeah, let's stay connected.
Okay. And I have so much art that I need to just photograph and stick on the website and Instagram that I just need. I'm just behind when it comes to showing people what I've been doing.
I know that takes a lot of time.
It does.
Yeah. Like, Instagram's not bad, but like actually like scanning it and putting it on your site, That's partly why I haven't, you know, people keep asking if I'm going to sell these little collages. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of work.
It is. It's so good. I know. I need to hire someone to do all the little tedious work.
Yeah, or start drinking coffee, and then all of a sudden you'll be like, I'm ready to go.
That's so true.
Okay, well, thanks again for doing this, and I'll let you get back to your little family, and I will talk to you soon.
Yes, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Hey, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, I wish she'd met Brett and Jermaine. I wish I'd met Brett and Jermaine. Anyway, thanks so much to Stephanie for doing this, given her current lack of sleep and ridiculous choice not to drink coffee. Thanks to Saatchi Art for supporting the episode, and thanks as always to you for listening. And yes, you guessed it, there will be more Art for Your Ear next weekend. See you then.